David Bomber's like sitting.
So now that we have some ideas about the Netil Zadayim for Chulin, for Brad, so we're going to go to the next area of Netil Zadayim, which is for Tibul Vamashka. Okay? Tibul Vamashka, seemingly different sugya, different sugya. I mean, related, seemingly, we'll see, but a new type, a new Mechayiv of Netil Zadayim. Not only is bread mechayv until zayim, but if you eat something which is dipped in one of the shiva mashkin, mechayv to dim until zayim before you eat it. Okay, similar to bread. Okay, so what's that? Where does that come from? Okay, so so the source is the Gemara in Karpas, really. So it's a kuftas vav in Psachim. Psachim kuftas vav. Okay, Psachim kuftas vav. It's the second to last line. Hamad Aleph. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia. Kol shetibul b'mashka tzarach til zadayim. Okay? So anything which is tibul b'mashka demands netil zadayim. Anything that's dipped in a liquid, Rashi. Kol shetibul b'mashka, let's see, kol shetibul b'mashka, Rashbam. Kol shetibul b'mashka, kigon yarek b'kutach, or b'chometz. So a vegetable in sour milk, or some milk dip, whatever. Or b'chometz, or vinegar, tzarach til zadayim, mishem mashka, because of the mashka. So what does it mean? Shehayadayim shnios, because the yadayim are shnios. V'chol ha-posel is ha-truma, anything which would be posel truma, namely like a sheni, will make a tuma posel, make it a shlishi. Metame mashkim lios tchila. It will make mashkim into a rishon. Okay? So that's the way it works. Mashkim, if you have a sheni which touches mashkim, they become a rishon. Mashkim are a mysterious thing in tuma, they're always a rishon. Okay, there's no, the mashkim are always a rishon. So if you have a, even the tumah normally goes down, but your hands are a sheni, they touch the mashkin, and the mashkin becomes a rishon. Okay? And therefore what? We don't really know. Therefore what? Therefore what? So therefore what's going to happen? So you're going to touch the wall liquid, the liquid's going to become a rishon, then presumably the rishon is then going to be metame the food and make the food into a sheni. And therefore what? And therefore what? Still you don't know. I mean,
you don't care.
So who cares? It's chulin. What do we care? Right? I mean, whatever. I mean, that's not, it like falls short of an explanation, kind of, you know? Okay. So, fine. So then that's real for the Gemara. Okay. Amar of Papa, Shma Mina, Hai Chasa, Sarach Shika Uye, Becharosnes. So Chasa is like a leek, I think, right?
Lettuce.
Okay. I think it's the vegetable they used for Mara, right?
I think so, yeah.
They used it for Mara. They can use it for karpas. Also, I think they use it for mara. So you have to dip it in the charoses because of kappa. Kappa is this poison. So it had like a poison in the chazeras, in this lettuce. So it had a poison in it. So they have the charoses is to kill the poison in the mara. Okay. So what you do is you have to dip it in, immerse it totally in the karpas. In the charosas. Why? How do you know? How do you deduce from that? From the fact that until til mashka that you have to dip the chamorah all the way into the charosas. Why? As if you said you didn't have to until zayim lamali. What do you have to do until zayim? So I guess it's until zayim for No, I don't think so. It's the tibul rishon. It's talking about when you use this kappa, because they use it for karpas also. So when you do it for karpas, right, we do orchats. So you wash your hands before the karpas. Because they use, you could also, I think Mara had a case, we use the kappa for karpas also. So you use this, not the kappa, the chasa, right? So therefore it's going to end up being, that's why you have the until zayim, because you're going to have to dip it in the charosas, and then it's going to be tibul mashka. And since tibul mashka, now you're going to have to do until zayim. Okay, so it says, but di lo tzarach l'shakir until zayim lamali. But if you didn't have to dip it into the mashka, into the harosas, so what do you have to do until zayim for? Okay, Rashi explains a little. Hello, Noga, you didn't touch it? Rashi explains a little bit. Okay, let's see. So it says,
so what's the case if you didn't touch it?
But if you don't have to actually dip the thing into the charosas,
so
that's what you do until zayim for. But let's say Rashi. Right, that's right. Must be.
Does
they
that
have
mean
to
that
dip
that
it.
All
carpets
are supposed to be dipped in charosas.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't. Know. Let's read Rashi.
All carpets.
Okay. Hello, Noga. Hello, Noga. Yes, the Rashi. So Rashi is now. Let's look at the Rashi. So Chushkei becharosas from kappa. Our Rashi becharosas yeshba. There's a poison. Eres kederach b'tzalim. It's like a poison, like in onions. Onions. So therefore, you don't do tzadayim for the tibul rishon. Shehare nogea b'mashkim kishemashke es achazeres b'charoses. Because when you touch, when you're dipping it in the charosa, so you're going to end up getting the mashkim on your finger. You're going to touch the mashkim because you're going to dip it all the way in. So you're going to get your finger wet. Your finger is going to be metame the mashkim, right? And which is going to be metame the which is, we don't know what's going to happen. It's metame presumably the chasa, and therefore you're going to have to do until the night. That's why it must be. That's why you're doing doing orchats. Okay. So it must be, the fact is, that it must be that you're actually dipping it all the way in. I'm not reading the rest of that on the Rashbam, okay? So it must be that that you have to dip it all the way in, because if it's not, right? So then what do you have to do the Orchats for? What do you have to do the Zislayim for?
And that's a fact that the Gemara is taking the given.
Right. Correct. You have to wash, right? So the Gemara says, no. It says, V'dilma l'meim l'chalot z'orcha shekuyi. V'kapa m'reicha ma'is. Because obviously you have this charosis, but it's saying, how do you know if dip it in? Maybe you just like put it right near it, or maybe you just touch it a tiny bit, and it will die from the smell of the reich, of the kapa, of the charosis. The charosis is so strong or whatever, somehow, how do you know you have to fully immerse it? You just touch it a little bit or put it right by there, and it will die from the smell. And therefore, you're not going to touch it. So lomim tizadayim. So then why do you do this? If that were the case, what are you doing tizadayim for? So it says, no. Dilma Meshakulai, because maybe I'll dip it. Maybe, no, since you're putting it there, it's closed, so it's a good chance you can dip it. So maybe that's what I'm doing this night. Not because, in fact, you're necessarily going to, but maybe you're going to.
But then it's not a proof that you have to dip it.
Yeah. Right. Then it's not a proof that you have to actually dip the charosis. Okay, so let's look at Tosos. So it's a kosu l'mashka sarum tila. So, Pirish Bekuntras, Afagav, the Kaimelon. This, apparently, Tilsa's Girsa of our Rashi is more wordy than our actual Rashi. Okay? But it says, Afagav, the Kaimelon, in Chulin, the Gemara says, Anotoli, a little Paris of Azemagasia Ruach. That's a fact. The Gemara, and we're going to get to that also, hopefully. The Gemara says, in Chulin, says that if you wash your hands for fruits, in general, you just stop washing your hands for fruits. Not only bread, I'm going to even wash for fruits. So, that's Gasia Ruach. That's like arrogance. Okay, so how here it sounds like you're washing hands for fruits. Notice what fruits means as opposed to bread, right? So how are you doing it, right? You tell me, it seems to be a contradiction. Because here you're telling me the two mashka needs and tila. There you tell me if you wash hands for fruits, it's a gase ruach. So it says, no, kibandika mashkin. This is a different thing. The basic answer is, no, that's not fruits, it's without mashkin. But mashkin is a different problem. Mashkin is why you're here, is what we're talking about over here. Okay, so v'kaimelon kol apostle truma matami mashkim lios tchila havilu hanach peros kmo nama. So these fruits now become like bread, but tzarich litol kmo benama, and you have to wash just like bread, just like by bread. Okay, it's not clear exactly what he means, but it's like just like it's by bread. How is it just like bread? We just don't know. I mean, what's going on? But that's what he's saying. He's saying that here, since it becomes wet, it becomes tamei. And it becomes, will become a sheni, the peros. So now they're like bread. But bread isn't really going to become a sheni. Bread isn't going to become a shlish. I mean, the whole thing is funny. It's different. It's a really different thing. Bread is, your hands are a sheni. You're not going to really be metame the bread. But it's kosrach truma. So you're doing it because if it were truma, you would have been metame. But here you actually are metame. And it's not, you know, the whole thing is funny. We don't even know why is it only bread by this time. I mean, why not peros? I mean, the whole thing, we don't know anything. But that's basically what he's saying. That's what I was saying. Okay. Okay. So maybe, so Tosas is going to ask some questions on Rashi, but before we do that, maybe let's try to figure out what Rashi's talking about. Okay, so let's look at some other sources, okay? We'll look at some other sources, then we'll come back to Tosas, okay? So let's first look quickly at the Rosh and Chulin. So in Chulin, you have a Rosh. Chulin, that's how basically, I think, I forgot how exactly, but maybe that's how I got this Gemara. The Rosh and Chulin sends you to the Gemara himself. Okay, so the Rosh and Chulin here is in, what page is it on? Kuf Pei Zayin, Simen Yod. Okay, so this is where it says, Pesachim Kuf Desvav. Amo Lazar Roshia, Koshul Mashka Tzuch Tiyos Adayim. Lefisha Mashka Olu Lekabal Toma. Since the mashka is bound to be mekabel tuma, it's shrichu kana tila mishum shrach truma. Okay.
That's funny.
So it's because of shrach truma. Okay. Shrach truma.
How's that work?
Not clear how it works, but he's saying somehow it fits into the same parsha as lacham shrach truma. Okay. So that's what he says, shrach truma. sounds something like Rashi, though, because Rashi is saying it's just like by bread. So it sounds like, well, why by bread? It's because Srach Truma. So they're saying this is also Srach Truma, so it sounds, we don't know exactly the Srach Truma, how it's working, but it sounds like it's in that ballpark, that it's in the same parsha. It's because of Srach Truma. Now we're going to do the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah talks a little bit more. I mean, the problem is, it's mysterious. I remember I did in the Mishnah Berurah also. You try to figure out exactly what's going on here. Just a simple pshat is, what's the whole halacha of to mashka? I remember looking around, I had a hard time figuring out just pshat. What's the whole chashash? Okay, so the Rabbeinu Yonah is in, it's on the Dafei Aref in Brachos. Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Okay, Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Okay, that's where all the stuff on Tis Naim is in the Ref, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's all in Brachos, at the end of the 8th parak. That's where the Viska Dishta Misim Kedoshan, where that's where that Gemara was, so that's where they put it. Okay. So, Kol Shetibul Mashke Tzorach in Tis Naim. Okay? So it says like this. So it says, Pirush, okay? Iker Netilas Yidayim Huskin Ala Pas. Shene Echaz V'Yidayim. So the Iker Netilas Yidayim is on Pas, which you're holding in your hands. Why? Shene Netilas Mishim Srach Truma. Because Netilas is because of Srach Truma. V'rov HaTrumos Hemea Pas. And most Trumos are really from Pas. Aval L'Peros Ain't Srach Yidayim. Peros don't need Yidayim. Ain't Trumos Mena Torah. Because by Peros, there is Truma of Peros, but it's only Midr Rabbanan. Ella, Ella, Ha'anavim, Achashiasim Yehem Yayim, Ve'azesim Achashiasim Yehem Shaman. Maybe the only fruits that are in the Torah is grapes when you make wine, and olives when you make oil. Shalom Atzinu Truma in the Torah, Ella B'Shosh Advarim, L'Chsiv Reishas Digan Chotir Shlovi Tzaracha. Right? So it's only by Dagan, which is grains, and Tirosh is wine. Right, and Yitzhar is oil. Aval HaMashkim, right, so you'll say, so yeah, but so what about for the other, for the fruits, because of the wine and the, right, the wine and the oil. He says, HaMashkim, Kima Sheena Nechazim Yadayim, Shadim Shosos, on Yadayah Kli, Lai Tzrichon Adil Menadim. So, so what about drinks? He says, but since it's not, you're not going to touch it with your hand, you put in a Kli, so therefore you don't need to do until for that either. Right? So there, right? So therefore, you take a drink. So the wine and the oil, the only drinks, the only other derises of Truma, but it's not shaykh tils time for them because you're not going to touch them. So, but he says, Ella mitnei mashkim heim alulam yoser shemekal ben tumim edayim. Well, so alulam is likely. Okay, they're likely. So since they're alulam, the kabel yoser shemekal ben tumim edayim, since they're more likely to be because they're kabel tumim from your hands. Shem Shnios, which are Shnios, Kimo Truma. I'm sorry. Kimo Truma. They're going to be Tomei from the hands, just like Truma. Right? Vinasi Rishonim, Latame Dvar Machir. I mean, they're going to become Rishonim. But then thereby being Tomei to other things. Damrina, the Kalaposo is Truma, Tomei Mashkin Yos Trila. Right? So it makes them into a Rishon. Ulafikach, so since they're going to be Makabal Toma, namely the Mashkim. So therefore, I guess the drink itself, it doesn't matter because you're going to hold it in a clay. But if you have a food which is dipped in the water or in mashkim, so therefore they're going to be they're going to become tameh. And therefore they're machmir that everything which is tibulu b'mashke you need until tzadayim. Okay, because your hands are going to touch it being tameh, and then. It's not clear. Is it for the mashke? Is it for the bread? It's not really clear why it is. But that's what he's saying. Good question. Is this only oil or wine? I mean, it's certainly not the halach only oil or wine. But is that what he's saying? Is it sounds to me as a good argument for oil or wine? But what about for mashke in general? The big mystery is okay. So what's the deal? I mean, what's going on here? And what's the whole idea here? Why do you need until time for these things? Okay, but it sounds also similar to Rashi that it's related or in the ballpark of Srach Truma. Right? In the ballpark of Srach Truma. I mean, it's saying it's similar to. It's saying it's like real Pas is the only derisa. Pas is the only thing which is what's called Minotaurah. But this is also because they're Mashkim, because they're. I don't know. Is he saying it's only by Shemen and wine? And is that what he's saying? Or is he saying by other things also? Okay, so that's the Rinyana. So now let's go back to Tosas. And that's part of the problem. Like, he just said that they only have by Pas. Why is he saying you only have by Pas? It's because Pas is only Truma De'oraisa. And then he goes, and then he says, so what about Mashkim? No, because Mashkim, they make the thing into a Rishon, and the Mashkim become a Rishon, and then, yeah, but so what? So there's still not deraisa, still not pas, there's still not true deraisa. So unless you'll say he's only talking about the part of the ayin and the shaman. But then it doesn't sound that. I mean, so it's by all mashkim. Then why is it by shiva mashkim?
Because
it's true. Agav Orcha comes out a big question is that if we're worried about just stama question. There's until time. Let's say for bread. So you have to wash your hands because you're worried they're going to be metame the bread, like srach truma. But back in the time of the mikdash, let's say, if you're eating truma, you don't only have to wash before you eat, you have to wash before you touch the bread to prepare it. You make a sandwich. Right? Because you're metame the bread right then. So, but we don't do that. If you don't have to wash your hands before you make a sandwich or before you touch the bread, it's only before you eat. So, but you already metame it 5 minutes ago when you made the sandwich. But you don't say that. Or by wet fruits. If you wet it, 10 minutes before you eat it, I don't think you have to wash them before you eat it, if it's dry when you eat it, I think. Okay, so let's go back to Tosim Sachem, okay? Let's go back to Tosim Sachem. So far, I mean, it would seem from what we've uncovered, though, is everyone seems to be saying that it's somehow in the ballpark of Esrach Shumo, the same as Pas, or, you know, all that type of stuff, right? However it is, we don't see exactly how it is, but that's the fact. It seems to be they're all the Rosh and Rabbi Yona and Rashi seem to be tying it in to... Just like Nama. Okay, but Tosus is going to have a problem with it. So Tosus says, "Ve'ein, so we're back to Tosim Sachin, Kuftes Vav and Aleph, the second line. Kosher Lumashka. Ve'ein Erl Farishkin. Dim Kain, Ki Parach Lamalin Tislaim Halonaga." Right, because the Gemara asks, what do you need to do to die by when you dip the... If it were that you didn't dip the Mar all the way into the Charosas, so you didn't end up touching the liquid, right? So it says... So it said, the Gemara asked, so what do you need to say? So it says, my nafka minay, afilu ilonoga, given the sof ochel mashke hametuval. But still, you're eating the mashke, which was dipped. Logara, me ochel machas meichel, the bain to his name. Because the thing is like this, as he's saying is that there's halacha of ochel machas meichel, which means if someone feeds you bread. So the question is, do you have no to his name or not? Okay? So you could argue, no, because you'd say, I'm not metame the bread, someone else is touching it, you let him wash. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is, I have to wash. Okay? I have to wash.
Isn't it
Tumas Yedayim? Tumas Yedayim, yes. But apparently, it's true, it's because Tumas Yedayim, but apparently the halacha is, and this gets back to the other thing you mentioned, that the Mechayev until his name is the Maisa Achilles Pas. So it's true, it's because of Surach Truma, and all that, but the Mechayev is the Achilles Pas. So even if I eat it in a way where I'm not touching it and I wouldn't be metame the pas, yeah, back then it's true, that makes all the difference because you're dealing with tumma. But here you're not actually worried about the tumma, you're at srach tshuma. So the halacha is that achilas pas is mechayv until zanayim. So that's it. So achilas pas, that's why, for instance, by the sandwich, touch the sandwich, you're not eating it. So I'm going to be metame, that's true, but you're not worried about tumma and taira. Just because of srach tshuma, they demanded that whenever you eat pas, you'll do it until zanayim before you do it. So therefore, even if someone feeds you, it doesn't matter. Even if someone feeds you, it doesn't matter. In other words, it's not saying that nowadays pretend like it's actually Chuma and pretend there's Tuman Taira going around and pretend this all. It doesn't work there. He's saying, the halacha is that you that because of Shach Chuma, Achilas Pas is Machayvin until Sidaim. Okay? And that's why it's, for instance, someone feeds you, so even though that guy is touching it, he doesn't have to wash. And even though I'm not touching it, I do have to wash. Why? Because I'm eating it. He's not. So the halacha is that the Maisa Achilas Pas is Mechayev and until his dying beforehand. Right? That's why the sandwich case, same thing. Okay? So he's saying, so therefore what? So he's saying, so similarly here, is that what's the difference? So the way Rashi's learning is apparently you're going to have to dip the thing in a little bit in the mashke. I mean, the mara. But I think his question, I think this is the way it is. The question is that, are you dipping the mara all the way in, like submerging it? If you're submerging it, then your hands are going to have to touch the mashkim. So your hands are going to touch the mashkim, then it's going to be metame the mashkim. But the other way is that you're just going to do tibul b'mashka, you're going to dip it in a little tiny bit, right? And your hand's not going to touch the mashka. So your hand's not going to touch the mashka, it's not going to become tame. Right? So the mara is, so what do you have to do, what do you have to do this line for? You're not going to be metame the mashkim. So Tos saying, yeah, but now it's a food, which is tibul b'mashka. And just like by bread, the Mechayev was eating bread, whether you touch the bread or not, so too here, the Mechayev is going to be eating something which is Tibul Mamashka, whether you touch the Mashka or not. So what was the Gemara's question? Because if you tell me it's the exact same thing as bread, just like by bread, it's set up as the Achila Slachem is Mechayev and Tizdaim, whether you touch it or not. So too here, the Achila of something which is Tibul Mamashka should be Mechayev and Tizdaim, whether you touch the water or not.
You don't have to go to the Shema case.
Yeah, he says, why do you have to bring that in, Shema? It's Darba, there's no question. Right, that's his thing, there's no question. So you say, he says, what do you have to start giving me an answer, Shema? The whole thing is not a question.
How do you read that?
That's the Gemara in the Kolon, Kofzayin on base. It gets the whole question. But the conclusion, I had a holy baya, but the conclusion is, Elchasad, very right before the Mishnah, Ochel Machos Maichel, Tzorach and Tzorach and Maichel ain't Tzorach and Tzorach. So the guy who's eating it, needs to Tzorach, the guy's feeding doesn't need to Tzorach. Okay, so that's the punchline. Okay, so that's what he's saying. It should be the same thing here. That you're eating the thing, which is the mashke. You're eating the mashke, which is from the dipping. So what's the difference whether your hand actually touches it? What was Gemara's question? He says, "Ve'od." Furthermore, "V'chilo yada hamaksha de'ikal mechash dilma naga k'damar of papa." Okay, so it's all together. He says the Gemara didn't know that you could be choshesh that. That's a funny question. But he's saying, what was Gemara's question? He says, "I didn't touch it." Yeah, but it's a good chance you're gonna touch it. So that's why they set up generically that you have to do until it's nine because you're dipping it in. You're gonna be careful. You don't touch it. Sometimes you touch, sometimes you not. So that's the answer. It's the simple answer.
Okay. What's
his
question?
Specify. So how does it turn out according to Tosa's question? What he's saying is that, I mean, the main question I think is that according to Rashi, he's saying is that Netilas Yadayim for Tibul Mashke is really similar. It's a replica, so to speak, of the Netilas Yadayim for a Chulin, for a Pas. Right? That's what he said. It's Kamo Benanu. So Tosu's question is, if you're gonna say that, then there is, the Gemara does appear to have a discrepancy, because when it comes to Pas, it's clear that, it's a clear halacha, that if you don't touch the Pas, you have to wash. You have to wash, that's the halacha. Someone feeds you, you still have to wash. Yet, when it comes to the mashkim, it's clear from the Gemara that if you knew you wouldn't touch it, you wouldn't touch the mashkim, then you really wouldn't have to wash. The only reason you have to is because maybe you'll touch it. But you see, apparently, if you wouldn't touch it, you don't have to wash. So it's as if you're gonna tell me that this is really just a counterpart, that really the halacha is that pas needs Tils Daim and Tibul Mashkin needs Tils Daim. So then, just they're both the same halacha. So Rachum or whatever, somehow they both need Tils Daim. So he says, but then why is there a discrepancy? By Pas, it's even if you don't touch it. By Tibul Mashkin, it's only if you touch the Mashkin. Why should that be? So he's saying that seems to indicate, that's where he's starting to go. That seems to indicate that there's a discrepancy, that they're not really the same reason. So within Rashi and everyone else, that's what you're going to have to explain, is why should there be a difference? Why is it that even, you know, you have to set up some construct of how Sraf Truma is going to extend to both Pasa and to this Tibul Mashka, and you're going to have to do it in a way which lends itself to differentiating between the two as well. That they're the same, they're both because of the same reason, yet they're not exactly the same. So that's what the question of Tosas Luga, you know. So if at this point you'd stop and think, which you could do, you could think about Rashi, you know, try to put these things together, but that's what you're looking for. Looking for an understanding of Sraf Truma or something like that, which will explain why Pas and Tibul Mashka are the same. How could they be the same and yet they're a little bit different? I don't want to explain that difference. I mean, because of this, because of that difference, Tosas rejects it. But I mean, Rashi still held it the same, yet he still had this difference. So that has to be explained. Okay? You're right. It would seem, from you conclude from this Gemara, if someone fed you Tibul Mashka, it would seem you'd be able to say that you wouldn't have to do it until this time. Because the only reason why, if you dip it in halfway, you have to is because you're choshesh, maybe you're going to touch it. But when someone dips it in for you and puts it in your mouth, it's hard to say, I mean, I don't know, but it's hard to say that you're going to worry about that. So if that's the case, it would seem that would be a difference. Someone feeds you pas, you have to wash. Someone feeds you too much, you wouldn't have to wash. So but they're different. But yet, you're saying, you're saying it's the same thing. The Sotosu says, Sotosu's basic pshat, he says no. He says this Netilah has nothing to do with Kedusha. Nothing to do with Kedusha and Nekiyas like the normal Netilas Yadayim. But it's a different thing. It's because, he says, back then there were people who used to, the Chaver, they'd make sure they wouldn't eat Ochlim Tameim. They wouldn't eat any foods which are Tameim, to be post their guf. They wouldn't do that. So therefore, what's going to happen is, if you're going to touch they have furush tibul mashka, and then you're going to touch the mashka, so your hand is going to make the mashka into a rishon, and then you can eat the mashka, and you're going to be posel your gof, you're going to be eating ochlim tamayim. So therefore, they said that you have to do netilas yadayim for something which is tibul mashka. It's simple, because you're going to be metame the mashka, and then you're going to eat it. And then he says like this, and he says, ulufisha netilas yadayim kedusha, but since that wasn't for kedusha, then a tila isn't because of kedusha. It's a different reason. It's totally because you don't want to eat mashkin tmeim. The katzav or makshir the hakon tila like al mikzer shema yiga. So he says, therefore, remember the question was, is the Gemara said, aye, but you're not touching the mashkin. Right? It says you're not touching the mashkin. So what do you have to wash for? So he's saying is, and then the answer, no, maybe you're going to touch it. So he says, look, since the whole thing there is just a chumrah that the people were, it wouldn't be ochel tairos. Right? People wouldn't be ochel tairos. So therefore, he's saying that if you didn't touch it, so you didn't want to be ochel something tame, so if you didn't touch it, you didn't touch it. So what are you washing for? The whole thing he's saying is to wash it because practically, you want to make sure you don't have a tame the thing. So it's simple, just don't touch it. Just since here you're not touching it anyway, so what do you have to wash for? So it's thought, in other words, apparently Tov's learning that if the netila is because of kedusha, it's a davar pasha that you're going to have to do. It's because of kedusha, it's a davar pasha that you're going to have to be choshesh or shema naga. That's the netila, is because of the kedusha, then you're going to have to be choshesh. But here, since the whole netila is, Tov's saying, since the whole netila is only because you don't want to eat the mashkin tamayim, so therefore he's saying, so therefore the gemara hava mina that you wouldn't have to be, choshesh shema naga. And then the answer is no, you do have to be choshesh shema naga. Okay, well, fine. Whatever. That's the different part. So what's his punchline? So he says, therefore, he says, "Ulfiza nira." Okay, and this is the punchline. Ulfiza nira is on base. It's the first skinny line. Okay, ulfiza nira. That since kiva the in levarachalos natila, that you don't make natila's dime on this natila on tibul mashka. Kiva the lekach amesu shod the rebbe zaven arach. Okay. It's funny how he mentions Rebbe Zvon Arach, as opposed to Mitzvah Shon Dada Verchamen. But he's saying, because since this whole Netila has nothing to do with other Netila, this is a new Netila, which is a matter of, because they didn't want to be, you don't want to be Metame yourself by eating Mashkin Tamayim. Okay? He says, the Kosher, because that's why you make the Bracha. You make a Bracha because it's a Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shon Dada Rebbe Zvon Arach, Mitzvah Shon Dada Verchamen. But now, this is a completely different thing. He says, the Kosher, in Anush, in Anush, Harmil Tamos, that's Mena. We don't even worry about this altogether. We eat tummy foods all the time. Right? So we're not choshish altogether. He says that we don't even need to do this netila in the first place. And that's how Tosus holds. Tosus holds this whole netila to Umashke is an old thing. It's a thing which used to be in the time when people would be zayir about eating tumantaira, about not eating foods which are tamay. And that's what halacha to mashko is that since you're going to be matame, you're going to be end up eating mashkin tamayim. But nowadays the whole halacha doesn't exist anymore. And he says v'amavarach is v'amavarach bracha batala. He says you're going to make a bracha. Certainly you want to do it, but don't make a bracha. That's bracha batala. Okay. He says there are many stories that you do, but he says you don't. So the punchline is basically that Tosus learns this whole thing has nothing to do with like this is a question on Rashi. He says the whole thing here is based upon the fact is nothing to do with tilz and dayim for a bread, nothing to do with it. It's a separate thing that you can't, you're not allowed to eat. Back then, there were people who weren't allowed to eat any mashkim ushrutame. So therefore, if you're gonna dip something in water and then you're gonna touch, your hands are tamas yadayim, they're shneim, and if you're gonna touch the mashka, so then you're gonna be matame. Right, you're going to be tying the mashkin, and you're going to be eating open tzvayim, so therefore you had to wash. Okay, but for instance, if someone would feed it to you, right? Let's say someone would feed it in your mouth, and you're not going to touch it, then you have to worry about it because the whole thing is a matter of actually being matame. But if you're not matame, you're not matame. Right? Because he says there, Tosus is learning that whole Gemara is a bit practical thing. It's a practical thing of eating ochon tamayim, because back then people had to worry about ochon tamayim. But he says nowadays we don't have to worry about that altogether. He says forget it.
The other guy,
the whole thing doesn't apply. So this is a big nafka. I mean, this is a halacha. I mean, the Tosus holds. I mean, I guess it could be this way people are makel nowadays. Some people don't do it, and that's why we don't make a bracha. But it could be people, that's why people, Tosus holds, you don't have to do it nowadays. You don't have to do washing on the Tzibul Mashka. Because of this, because he says the whole halacha has nothing to do, he doesn't fit in at all to Srach Truma. It's nothing to do with Srach Truma. It's totally a different practical reason which existed back then. It doesn't exist nowadays. So presumably, Tosus didn't have Orchat Zeder Seder, right? According to Tosus, there's nothing really, I mean, it's a different sugya, basically. According to Tosus, there's nothing to do with Tilz Daim, really. It's a totally different thing. It's a separate Orchat, Mitame, eating Ochum Tamei, whatever, it has nothing to do with this. But according to Rashi, I mean, that's what you end up. You end up back, and that's what we have to work out for next time. We have to Rashi, and we have to answer Tosus's question on Rashi, and try to make sense of this whole institution. I mean, that's the big problem here.